on the dot just now, and I'm Mike Kirsten, and she's got a great guest, Lisa Bastoni, one of our favorites here in Boston, is coming in to be with Kirsten. So stick around. That'll happen at 11 a.m. But until then, I don't have any freeform today. It's all new noise. Everything I'm playing is all new, which is cool. Two more cool things, if you can handle two more. I have a guest sitting across from me who hasn't been here in 5 years.
OMG.
Yeah, and since it's not television and you can't see us, I'll tell you who it is. It is Mike Costa.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Nice to see you back
here.
Oh,
it's awesome, man. This is such a great place to be. And yeah, you just blew my mind saying Kirsten's coming in next, because I listen to her show and I have chatted with her on Facebook and things like that. So it'll be cool for me to see her again. It's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years. Yeah. You know, it's because of the plague and everything else. It's just messed everything up.
Yeah.
And I will say, for people that didn't get it, your last name, Costa, is the same as our friend Destiny Costa.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on Mark Skin Radio and also here Wednesday nights with On the Town with Mike Eddie. She's coming in too.
Yeah. See, and that's my daughter, dude.
That's right. So she's coming in just to hang as well sometime during the morning, whenever she can get here. She's driving from far away.
Yeah, no, Cow Hampshire.
Yeah, so welcome back, Mike.
No, thanks, man. It's good to see you again. It's
you too.
Nice to be here. It's great old memories. For
absolutely.
Sure.
We'll make some more today for
oh,
sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
And also, Bootleg Dan is coming in today. We're going to run down the stairs and get him sometime before 9:30, and at 10 he's going to do his BDR.
Okay, yeah, because Death messaged me last night and said that he's a good guy and we'll probably get along real well. Yeah.
Bootleg Dan reports. He's going to tell us all about what's happening for live music all around the scene. See, he books a lot of rooms, so he's going to talk about that. And also, there's a really big show tonight at the Square Root in Roslindale that we're all going to, but we'll talk about that all at about 10 a.m. So, just to get started, let me tell you what I have on tap for the new noise that we'll hear today. I have two songs from Nervous Eaters. They put out kind of an old school A-B kind of a single. One is a Nervous Eaters track called Vampire, and the other is Knockdown Day. As you know, Adam Sherman's in Nervous Eaters. That's an Adam Sherman song, but done by the latest configuration of the Nervous Eater, so that's kind of cool. I got something new from Paul Weller, The Sins, a Boston band called Happy Just to See You, Shmageggy, a local band as well, Paul Collins and The Beat, it's got something new, brand new noise from Jennifer Teft and The Strange, Speed Fossil with Linda Bean Party, oh yeah, The Weaklings, Boston's own Canyons and Locust, and starting off with a Boston band called Mad Cherry. If you guys know Jimbo Jones, Jimbo has a new project. It is called Mad Cherry. And here at 9:03 in the morning, I'm going to play this new noise for you. It's called Contemplation, getting us started today at WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
far away. I don't know how long I'll get to play. You can't count the days, but it's all just a matter of time now anyway. I've seen fives and I've seen tens, gone to places I'll never see again. I'm cool with that, 'cause you know that the wind isn't always at your back. I've had a broken heart and a bloody nose. I've been kicked around and I don't give a damn who knows. I wouldn't change a thing for all of the cash in the world.
Baby, This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO 9:17 in the AM. I'm Mike, along with Mike Costa.
Two mics on the mic.
It's the way it should be, right?
Yeah, right. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This is how it should be all the time.
Yeah, no, this is fun, man.
I mean, what the hell?
What the hell, Mel?
Yeah. Right? All right. So, like we said at the top, you haven't been here in a while, and consequently, a lot of the songs that I'm playing, you may not be familiar with.
Well, like I say, you know, the MFO, MSR DJs, you have a whole network of people that and artists that they should be way more exposed because they're all strong.
And there's lots of new songs coming out. Like I said, everything I'm playing today is brand new.
Wow.
And everything you're playing today is awesome and not brand new necessarily.
Right. Well, that stuff, you know, what stays in through the walk of time for sure.
Yep. So Mike has got 2 5-song sets, the first of which will happen at about 9:30. So let me tell you what I played, and then we'll play a couple more songs to get us to 9:30, and we'll jump right into Mike's first picks.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Started off with New Noise. Well, they're all New Noise. Mad Cherry is a brand new band from our friend Jim Bo and his friends here in town. Great talent, guitar player, lead singer. The new band is called Mad Cherry. That's Contemplation. Boston's own Canyons and Locust. Yeah, these are all new, and they're Boston. From the album that was just released, it's a single, actually, called Love Goes Down the Drain. That's what we heard. Awesome stuff. The Weaklings on our friend Gem Records. They've got a brand new record called Raspberry Park. That was all the cash in the world. Speed Fossil, along with Linda Bean Party. Their brand new single that came out on Valentine's Day called Sweetheart. What a sweet track that is. And Jennifer Teft and the Strange wrapped up that 5-song New Noise set with her brand new single in advance of her forthcoming album. That's called Caffeine. Solid, and what a strong song.
Solid stuff. All the tracks are nice. And Jen was cool, man. Very cool.
Yes, and she's playing tonight. We're going to see her.
That's what Destiny was saying.
Yeah, and Happy Little Clouds. and the Plimsolls are going to be there as well tonight. It's Jennifer's single release show. It's very, very important. Dave Harrison's band also is going to be there, too. It's going to be a hell of a show at the Square Root tonight. Music starts at 8:15. All right, so let me play 2 more songs to get us to 9:30. I'm going to do New Noise from Paul Collins called Don't Wait Up For Me, and New Noise from Schmegegi, yeah, I said that, called Paying It Forward. All right, here is Don't Wait Up For Me from Paul Collins and The Beat. This is New Noise at WMFO Medford.
Wow.
I feel my feet apart. the end for good karma to defend.
WMFO in Medford, 9:28 in the morning. It's double mics here. I'm one of them. He's the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we just played three songs just to get us to here at about 9:30. We played the Paul Collins beat, brand new, called Don't Wait Up For Me. What a great, great little power pop track. Shmageggy was the next artist from the 2024 record called It's About Time. It's Paying It Forward. Thank you so much, Eddie, for letting me know about that one. And Greg Walsh's New Ghosts from this year. You Took My Soul, But I Kept the Heart is the record that's counting down to zero from one. All really cool stuff. And speaking of, I'm so glad we're going to play your songs again that you bring in. It used to be all CDs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like I say, you can still do that here, can't you? My CDs?
Yeah, but they get used 24/7 and they tend to go, I'm not going to work today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay, so yeah, it's kind of an antiquated madness, so they're all digital now.
Yeah. Well, 24/7 with anybody would, you know, think about like if you had to be
24/7. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm glad that I bought the digital stuff.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the five songs that you brought in out of 10.
Yeah.
So the first one is a song from Queens of the Stone Age.
Right, okay, that's the way you used to do
yeah.
by the Queens. It's Villains is our seventh studio album. and it was released in August 25, 2017, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yep. And then something from the Rolling Stones.
Get Off My Cloud, Mix.
Stereo Mix.
Yeah, more...
Talk right into that mic, if you would.
Okay, more... it's more sound than you'll ever be. And that was from 1963 to 71, a chronological history of the Rolling Stones studio and BBC recordings during the golden years.
Yeah.
This supplement of Stones remastered series presented in Beatles-like anthology. It's a hell of an album.
Yep. And then something that's rather recent from Green Day, from their new record called Saviors.
Right. The American Dream is Killing Me.
Killer track.
Yeah, it is. It's the 14th studio album by the rock group Green Day. It was released in January 10, 2024.
Wow, 14th. Jeez. The next song is named Hell by Sleater-Kinney.
Yep.
From their latest Little Rope.
Right, the 11th studio album by those guys, and that was released in January 19, 2024.
And the next one is 9 Minutes of Bliss.
Oh, boy.
It's Jimi Hendrix Experience, and it's Third Stone from the Sun, but it's not just that. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, it's the Deluxelia Studios, London, UK, January 11th, 1967. The Jimi Hendrix Experience, MCA, continued the series of definitive masters of the Jimi Hendrix catalog in 2000, releasing the self-titled box set, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, consisting of 4 discs. The material includes alternative recordings, live performances, and some rarities.
Crazy. Okay, so let's start off with Queens of the Stone Age and the way it used to be.
Super.
This is WMFO, Medford.
Nice.
Nobody there can find. Well, very used to do.
Get out of my class. Don't hang around.
just a signpost when you take a certain path. Hell needs no invitation. Hell don't make no fuss. Hell is desperation. And
what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Starfleet to Scout Ship, will you please give me your position? Over.
I am in orbit around the planet, the third planet of the sun known in this hall.
May this be Earth? Over.
Positive. It is known by the to have some form of intelligent species.
Well, we'll just take a look then. Oh, beautiful. Starfleet to shop. Wait, one more time. I was going to... Starfleet to scout ship, please give your position. Over.
I am in orbit around the third planet of star known as Sun. Over.
May this be Earth. Over.
Positive. It is known to have some form of intelligent species. Over.
I think we should take a look.
You're getting all that, Jimmy.
Strange, beautiful grass of green with your majestic silver seas. Your mysterious mountains I'd wish to see closer. May I land my kinky machine.
Yeah.
Although your world wonders me with your majestic and superior cackling hen, your people I do not understand, so to you I shall put an end. And you never hear surf music again. That sounds like a lie to me. Come on, man, let's go home. Thank you.
It's WMFL Medford. I feel like somebody should like slap us on the side of the cheek and say, "You okay? You awake?"
Wow.
That was really something else, huh?
That was mind-blowing. Oh, my God.
Jimmy.
Whoa.
I don't even know how you come back from that, but we're going
to
try.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm not worthy to segue into this one. This is Bootleg Dan here.
That's Dan Anklin, yeah.
I want to thank Mike for having me on. Wow.
You're welcome.
But, oh, man, I'm still shaking after that, Hendrix.
So at 9:54, almost 9:55 in the morning, let's just sort of talk about those songs. First one was Queens of the Stone Age from their 2017 album called Villains, and that was the way you used to do. Any comments about that?
Well,
you've done everything you've got to do.
Yeah,
great old stuff.
Yeah, and we said it at the beginning of the set, but good stuff.
Yes, Rolling Stones' favorite of all three of us.
Archival.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For more Stone than you'll ever be. That was Get Off My Cloud, the stereo mix.
Yep. It was back in the hood.
I don't think Keith will ever say that, more Stone than it'll ever be.
Oh, I know.
Man.
I know. Green Day. From 2023, those guys are still alive and kicking, for sure. From their latest record called Saviors, that was The American Dream, is killing me.
No, they're still rocking. They were on Cold Bear like a couple weeks ago, and they're still rocking.
Still rocking. I know it.
You know?
Sleater-Kinney. Canadian, are they not?
I think so, yes. There's a couple of tough girls, huh?
Yeah.
A couple of tough girls in the hood.
They're tough. from the record in 2023 called Little Rope. That was Hal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just wanted to say it like that.
Yeah, there you go.
And Jimi Hendrix Experience is what we just experienced. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Third Stone from the Sun, but little extra oomph in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, if you could tell us the studio there again, or I got it if
that
you
know. That was Delane Leah Studios in London, and it was a recording from January 11th, 1967. Probably stoned at 3 a.m.
Yeah, a little late night soiree.
Three Stones from the planet Earth, man. Whoa.
I know.
I think Jimmy was always there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, Mike, that was a fantastic, thank you so much, five-song set.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do another five-song set in the middle of the second hour, which we're coming up to.
Sure.
But as Dan said, he's here.
Yep.
And he is Bootleg Dan. And he's going to tell us all about what's going on in our wonderful music scene. We're also going to have a phone caller from one of our friends. We'll let her surprise you. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
And Dan, you can do the Bootleg Dan report.
All right. Again, thanks, Mike.
Yep.
This is a lot of fun. I love getting on MFO and just talking about Bootleg Dan Presents. And boy, it's another banging year. 24 is going to even be better than 23. And so let's get going. Last night, I was down at the C-Note with great couple of bands. We got Glowbox opening up for the Midnight Callers on Gem Records. If you don't know about Gem Records, you better know about Gem Records. They got some of the best bands in the world, and a lot of them are coming right here to Boston. So stay tuned. Tonight, if you're not going to be in Boston and in Rhode Island, the Midnight Callers are going to be playing at the Lighthouse Bar at Bally's Twin River Casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And they go on at 9 o'clock playing to 1. And if you happen to be down there, man, this band is somebody you need to see. They do these great covers, but they got some great originals. Really cool band. So go out and see them. But if you're in Boston tonight, wow.
I know.
I can't even believe it. I got to pinch myself on this show. It was going to be a banging show anyhow. And I'm using this word because Todd always used banging. You know, it's like, okay, everything's banging.
It's a banger.
Okay. It's a banger. It's a banger show, folks. All right, so we're at the Square Root tonight. And we're starting out with Jennifer Tiff and the Strange.
Teft
and the Strange, sorry.
Yep.
And then we've got the False Positives with their brand new bass player. And you all know who he is. And I'm not going to say, but everybody knows who he is. And then we're going to finish off with Happy Little Clouds doing a video release live as it happens. And then to finish it off, everybody's been saying, well, who's the special guest? Who's the special guest? Well, I had to keep it under my hat. I've known for a while. The Plimsolls are going to be doing a video shoot. Can you believe it?
A video shoot
from the Square Root. You know, this is back in the days, you know, an MTV, 1980, 81, 82, you know. This stuff doesn't happen. And you're going to, if you're there, you're going to be live on the video with the Plimsolls. This is going to be a promotional video. They're going out on the road with the Tubular Festival, which they're going to do about 28 dates with all these great 80s bands that we'll all remember. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is get there early. The place is not that big. I mean, it should be in a bigger place, but you know what? This is where it is, so get there early. And if you don't, you'll be hearing about tomorrow. Well, oh man, you should have been there. So get off your couch.
I knew that was coming.
You got it. Get off your couch and go out and rock tonight, because this is going to be one of the hottest things happening this year.
Music starts at 8:15 with Jen Teft.
No. 8:15 is the time. 8:15.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Music starts at 8:15.